ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين.
ألف لام را. These are the verses of the book and a clear Quran. And a clear Quran. The Quran is characterized by its clarity. The purpose of this characterization is to emphasize that the Quran has set out its teachings in lucid terms, rendering them understandable.
ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين.
Soon will the time come when the unbelievers will wish they were Muslims.
ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون.
Leave them to eat and enjoy life, and let false hopes amuse them. They will soon come to know.
وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا وَلَهَا كِتَابٌ مَعْلُومٌ.
Whenever we destroyed a town, a definite term had previously been decreed for it.
مَا تَسْبِقُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلَهَا وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ.
No people can outstrip the term for its destruction, nor can it delay it.
وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ.
They say, O you to whom the admonition has been revealed, you are surely crazed. O you to whom the admonition... The term admonition has been used to signify the Book of God. This characterization is quite apt, since the whole of the Quran consists of admonition and good counsel. All the earlier scriptures were based on admonition, and so is the Quran. Literally, dhikr means to remind, to caution, to tender good advice. ...has been revealed. The unbelievers referred to the Quran as admonition, by way of sarcasm. They did not believe that it was a revelation from God to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Had they so believed, they would not have called him crazed. If this element of sarcasm is borne in mind, it is easy to appreciate what was meant by saying, O you to whom the admonition has been revealed.
لو ما تأتينا بالملائكة إن كنت من الصادقين.
Why do you not bring down angels upon us if you are indeed truthful?
ما ننزل الملائكة إلا بالحق وما كانوا إذا منظرين.
We do not send down the angels in frivolity. And when we do send them down, we do so with truth. Then people are granted no respite. Then people are granted no respite.
Angels are not dispatched to a people merely to entertain them. Hence, it makes no sense that whenever a people ask God to send angels down to the earth, God accepts it forthwith. Instead, angels are sent down to a people after a definitive decision has been made by God to destroy them. The statement that angels are sent down in truth implies that they descend in order to wipe out falsehood and replace it with the truth. In other words, they are sent down with God's decree to destroy a people and make sure that the decree is fully enforced.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
As for the admonition, indeed it is we who have revealed it, and it is indeed we who are its guardians.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Certainly, we did send messengers before you among the nations which have gone by.
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
And whenever a messenger came to them, they never failed to mock him.
كَذَلِكَ نَسْلُكُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Even so, we make a way for it, that is, the admonition, in the hearts of the culprits, like a hot rod, like a hot rod.
The Arabic word salaka literally means to penetrate, to put something into another as thread is put into a needle. What the verse therefore means is that so far as the believers are concerned, when the admonition penetrates their hearts, it provides them with peace of mind and spiritual nourishment. On the contrary, when it penetrates the hearts of the unbelievers, they feel as if it was a hot burning rod.
لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين.
They do not believe in it. This has been the wont of people of this kind from ancient times.
ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون.
If we were even to open for them a way to the heavens, and they could continually climb up to it in broad daylight, they would still have said, "Surely our eyes have been dazzled, rather we have been enchanted."